HSAA tournament, and tonight is sure to provide some answers on who will make a run. The North Huron Warriors put the war paint on tonight and take to the trail south, trying to overtake the Deckerville Eagles. Good evening and welcome to a presentation of WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast, and to the right of me is John Mooney.
Well, Clark, eagle feathers might make a good warrior headdress, or war bonnet, if you will. But I'll tell you what, tonight we're on Deckerville's court. And this is a place where the Eagles, they have defended their home turf pretty well as of late. Now, I definitely think that this is going to be a very, very similar game to the one we just broadcasted last Friday. I think we're in for a real treat.
Tonight, we take our attention away from the Greater Thumb Conference and turn to the NCTL. And it's only 15 minutes away from tipping off. We have a spectacular presentation at WLW Sports tonight for you. North Huron on the road at Deckerville. It's right ahead of us on WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball and football, with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. We'll return right after this on 102.1 FM and thumbnet.net worldwide. On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this, no customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor. So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tonight's game broadcast on WLAW Sports is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, Stone Insurance Agency, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Vinen and Schmidt Insurance Agency, Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy, and Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, and the cellular and internet transmission of this broadcast is being carried on the 4GE LTE network of Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. Clark Ramsey with John Mooney here in Deckerville, Michigan, on his
rather mild evening, but we have some snow in the mix, so we know it is high school basketball.
We're going to pay for it in that nice drive over here to Duckerville. I know it.
On the way home, it could be a completely different story. With tonight's game, Old Man Winter's effect in the season should be almost behind every team. Deckerville hasn't been able to squeeze in two games since the new year, but North Huron hasn't been able to get a game in since December 27th.
You know, for the athletic directors of the area, they must be absolutely going crazy. Let's face it, rescheduling, it is a pain, especially as the season goes on and you have a window of opportunity for rescheduling games is closing ever tighter as we speak, actually. Take last game that we just did, you know, Bad X and visiting Cass City. Yeah, Bad X was off for, what, 23 games, and or 23 days, and they didn't have a game during that time. And all of a sudden, they really played a nice ball game. Now, we have a similar situation that's happening here. We have North Huron. You mentioned that they have not had a game since December 27th. That's basically 18 days off that they have not seen an opposing floor, an opposing team. And believe me, they're ready to go ahead and play, just like Bad X was last Friday. As far as Deckerville, they played, January 9th, I believe. And so, you know, they've gotten their feet wet and everything. They know what it's all about. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in a high school basketball game, but it is one interesting factor to go ahead and talk about anyways.
The Warriors of North Huron are trying to get back to winning ways. They enter tonight's contest at 2-4 overall, having dropped their last three games. But that does include two teams from the Class C GTE. North Huron saw a coaching change in entering this season, with Dave Case now the man in charge. Through six games, the North Huron war averages are dead square even. The Warriors overall score 53.17 points on average. On defense, they give up, oddly, 53.17 points a game. So all square overall. On the road, North Huron has the advantage, though. When away from the Navy Bean capital of the world, the Warriors score 57.5 on offense and only give up 45.5 points. So positive 12 points in favor of North Huron. And so now we ask John Mooney for his keys to a Warrior victory.
Well, in this first meeting, Coach Dave Case's North Huron Warriors, they do have a formidable guard attack led by senior duo Nick Goretzky and Kyle Case. Now, both have been putting up some significant numbers all season so far. But for them, I think the key tonight is how to control the paint and how to neutralize Deckerville's inside strength. And so I would say that if I were North Huron, look for them to go ahead and attempt to dictate the tempo by pushing the ball up the court and totally negating the inside strength of the Deckerville Eagles.
For North Huron's story, they finished last season with a 13-8 mark, which included winning six of their last nine games. This year, North Huron dropped their home opener against Almont 48-56, then grabbed two straight wins over Saginaw Arts and Sciences, as well as Akron Fairgrove. But since have lost to Brown City by 3, Peck by 12, and Ubley by 11. They're currently on a three-game losing streak, as we mentioned, with the victory tonight, though. The Warriors of Northern Huron County would improve to 3-4 on the year and play Kingston at home on Friday. It all extend their winning streak over Deckerville from last year, having beaten the Eagles twice in the past season. We are 8 minutes away from tipping off in Deckerville, Michigan, as the North Huron Warriors take to town. It's time for a quick break on WLEW Sports. When we return, we'll break down the home team, the Deckerville Eagles, on your home for high school basketball, WLEW Sports.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply.